The Vanna Venturi House has been called the most important house of the second half of the 20th century. At first glance, you might wonder why. It is, after all, rather a modest building, tucked among more traditional houses in a leafy suburb of Philadelphia. And yet its impact was enormous, simply because it played with the rules of architecture. Venturi studied architecture at Princeton, but crucially, he spent 2 years in the early 1950s studying in Rome and travelling around Europe. It left him with a love for the layers of history in Europe, from its grand Baroque buildings to the recent work of Le Corbusier. He didn't see why modern architecture shouldn't be influenced by both old and new buildings of the past. He was tired of the relentless form follows function mentality and its aversion to ornamentation. Rather than less being more, Venturi said less is a bore. And so this house, built for his mother, became a mini manifesto of his ideas, a playful blend of elements from all periods. Its broad gabled front is a symbol of shelter, but also evokes a 16th century Palladian villa. There's a strip window straight out of Le Corbusier, but there's also a square window divided into four panes, just as a child would draw. The big central chimney turns out also to house the stairway, with the chimney pots being placed off-centre, just to rattle our sense of classical balance. Another staircase leads nowhere. To clean the window above, Venturi said, but it's clear he placed it there just for fun. Venturi loved contradiction and complexity, and this house is full of both. The complex interior with unevenly shaped rooms is at odds with the seemingly ordered exterior. It is, as Venturi said, both big and little, open and closed. While the house's disparate elements require a certain knowledge of architectural history to catch all its references, it's not a stuffy building. Playfulness and a wicked sense of humour is key to Venturi's work, like the building he designed for senior citizens at the same time, which was crowned by a gleaming golden antenna to symbolise the amount of time older people spent watching television. What the Vanna Venturi House did was herald a change in mood, and by the 1970s that mood was named postmodernism. It became acceptable to use historical references in contemporary buildings, often in shocking colours. Some might say that this eclecticism inspired the mishmash of architectural styles found in project homes in Australia and America. But the difference is that architects like Venturi used wit and irony rather than piling on features in an attempt to make a dull building look more interesting. And it's for that reason that Vanna Venturi House remains a powerful icon in the history of architecture.